I can smell revival in the house tonight. We're so delighted to have Brother and Sister Dross. These are great friends. We count it a privilege to be partners in mission with them and with their dad and with their brothers. I always want to be connected with people like this. And Sister Sutton and I have known Brother Dross since he was a wee tiny child. And it's a wonderful thing to watch him grow and to take the mantle of ministry, to begin to make a difference in his world, and how powerfully and wonderfully positioned he is to transform a nation. I have a feeling about the revival in Mexico that it's going to be one of the greatest revivals that the world has ever seen. And in modern times, it is building into something that seems to be phenomenal. We're excited about him taking time. The girls are at camp this week. They came and they've been pen pals and email buddies with several of the kids from the church here. They were all excited to get together and get on the bus and go down to camp. And they're down there having a great time. I think probably every empty vessel in the house is going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. But we're so glad to have Brother and Sister Dross tonight. I want you to come, brother. And why don't you just extend your hand toward them and pray for them and bless them as he comes tonight. Take your liberty.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Oh, I know you can do better than that. Praise the Lord, everybody. It's so good to be in New Life here tonight and to feel the presence of God. And I bring you greetings from the work in Mexico. And God is doing a tremendous work there. And we're just excited about what's going on. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm excited about what's going on in this church as well. And there is just there's just revival. Amen. I can see it in everybody's eyes. I can feel it in your spirit. I can hear it in your praise. Amen. That there's revival fixing to bust all over this place. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, I feel like revival is going to bust all over this place. Praise God. Amen. And I am indeed honored and privileged to be here. And to be with your pastor, amen, Brother Sutton and his family. Brother Sutton has known me for a long time. I'm sure he can tell you all kinds of crazy stories, amen. But I'm so thankful to be here. I don't have to tell you all this. You already know it, but it's worth repeating. Y'all got a really good pastor. Y'all need to let him come down to Mexico. Amen. Come and preach for us down there. We'll wait like in December when it's cold. It's about 95 degrees. Amen. And come down and preach for us down there in Mexico. Praise God. I won't take much time. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Came up for camp meeting, and I know they're having fun. We gave them a cell phone, and it's turned off. Amen. So they done forgot about mom and dad. Amen. But we're so thankful that this church has opened your arms to us and opened your hearts to us. And just every single time I come here. Alabama's not my home, amen, but every time I come here, I feel like I'm at home, amen, hallelujah, and I guess there's only two kinds of people. There's people from Alabama and people who are not, and the ones from Alabama are happy to be here, and the ones that are not from here are trying to get here as fast as they can. Amen. And I guess I'm in that category. Amen. And it's just good to be in the house of the Lord and here with each and every one of you. Amen. Second Chronicles, and we'll be reading verse 3, 4, and 5, and then we're going to jump down to verse 9, and verse 9 and 10. And when you have it, say, I got it. I got it. Amen. Praise God. It says, 2 Chronicles 26, verse 3 says, 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And we're going to jump down to verse 9. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem, at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. And he built towers in the desert and digged many wells, for he had much cattle both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Amen. And I'm going to preach a little bit or teach or whatever, amen, under the subject, towers in the desert. Everybody say, towers in the desert. Praise God. Close your Bibles. Lift your hands. Jesus, we thank you. You are awesome, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are a great God. Amen. And we love and adore you. We exalt you. We give you honor, Lord. Taylor, the text for the times. And let your spirit reign in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And amen. We find here that when we search the scriptures, especially when we go back to Old Testament times, we find that each story that was laid out in scripture is there by divine purpose. And there's a reason for why the Holy Spirit has chosen to put those stories in the Bible. They are for our teaching. Amen. They are for our edifying. Amen. I have problems with this English. Amen. And they're for our examples. They are for us today. They're not just old, pretty stories. Amen. They are lessons for us today. Amen. And we find here about King Uzziah that he reigned for 52 years in Jerusalem. And several of the things that the scripture bears out for us. Number one, that Uzziah was a very prosperous king amongst all the kings of Israel that had ever ruled Israel. Amen. Uzziah stands out as a king of example. Amen. We talk about David. We talk about Solomon. We talk about other kings. But Uzziah was a special king. God had anointed him. Amen. He had revival. Can you say praise the Lord? Israel was a backslidden nation. And because of Uzziah's leadership, amen, they came back to a God conscience and a God feel. And there was a praise in the temple. Amen. There was an excitement about the things of God. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, in the kind of world we live in today, we need a church that's excited about God. Oh, you didn't hear me. We need a church that's excited about God. We got We got too many people that are excited about a whole bunch of stuff. They're excited about the NFL. They're excited about basketball. They're excited about boxing. They're excited about cat races and dog races and rat races and all kinds of stuff. But we need to get excited about Jesus. We need to get excited about the things of God. Amen. I don't care who scores a touchdown. I want to get excited about somebody getting the Holy Ghost and getting baptized in Jesus' name and somebody getting healed and somebody getting delivered from alcohol and from drugs. Amen. Is there anybody in the house here today that's excited about what God's doing? Praise God. That's the only thing worth getting excited about. I said that's the only thing worth getting excited about. Amen. You can get excited about football all you want, but I'm going to get excited about Jesus. I'm going to get excited about what he can do in your life. You say praise the Lord. And there are three areas in which Uzziah, amen, concentrated. Amen. He dealt with the spiritual, the mental, and the practical part of life. Amen. And there's a big connection between the way you think, the way you act, and the way you worship. Now I'm going to rewind the tape. You never heard me. There is a big link between the way you think, the way you act, and the way you worship. See, if he's really God in your mind, you're going to act right. Amen. Well, you didn't hear me. If he's really God in your mind, you're going to live right. You're going to act right. You're going to walk right. You're going to talk. You don't know. You're not going to need the preacher to be there 24/7 preaching to you all the time. There's going to be a God conscience in you. It says, I got to live right because God is on the throne and he watches as everything I do and he's only one. Amen. And he is everywhere. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He's all knowing and he watches me. You're going to act right. You're not going to just act right because there's church people around. Praise God. They're not going to have to come on to you when you're looking at your emails and you're looking around. Boy, I'm going to find. No, you're going to act right because you know there's a God in heaven that's watching everything you do. And there's a connection between the way we think, the way we act, and the way we worship. If he's really awesome to you, the preacher ain't going to have to tell you, come on, let's worship Jesus. If he really thinks he's awesome, you're not going to wait till you come into the building to slip up a hallelujah and a glory to God and you're wonderful. No, as soon as you wake up in the morning and open your eyes, first thing you're going to say is, I love you, Jesus. You are awesome. You are great and greatly to be praised. Can you say praise the Lord? I believe that I'm talking, amen, to a group of people that are excited about Jesus. And we're excited about what God wants to do in this church. We're excited about what God wants to do in the state of Alabama. We're excited about what God wants to do in America. We're excited about what God wants to do in Mexico. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. God wants us to. He wants to turn to your neighbor and say, God wants you to be a missionary. Oh, you didn't hear me. Amen. God wants you to be a missionary. Oh, man, am I going to have to go to China? Am I going to have to go to Mexico? Am I going to? No, you just walk across the street and there's people there that needs a missionary that's going to talk to them about the Lord Jesus Christ. There's somebody on your job that needs to hear about, there's, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Amen. Amen. There's one of the, you drop off your dry cleaning, and the person in the dry cleaning needs to hear, amen, that there's only one name that saves, and that name is Jesus. There's only salvation in Jesus' name. He wants to turn every one of us into missionaries, and not just any missionary, but worshiping missionary. Everywhere you go, you're just worshiping God. Praise God. Amen. There was this guy in Mexico City. His name was Felipe Escalante, and he was the funniest guy I've ever pastored in all my life. He didn't have a shy bone in him. Amen. And he would get on the bus, and he was just so excited about God that he would get on the bus to grab a hold of the rails, and he could not lift his hands without saying, "Hallelujah. Praise God." Amen. He said, "Praise the Lord." I've seen other people, they go to Taco Bell and order something, and when it comes time to pray for your meal, you drop your napkin and thank you, Jesus, for this food. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But other people, they just want to let everybody know what God's done in their life. Can you say praise the Lord? That's that missionary attitude. Amen. Everywhere you go, there's a potential Bible study. Amen. There's a potential somebody. Go and get the Holy Ghost. You don't have to bring him here. You can pray him through right on the job site. You can pray him through right in the mall. You can pray him through right in the food court. You can pray him through right where you're at, right on the corner of your street. God wants every one of us to be excited about him, that we talk about him everywhere we go. Everything we do is talking about Jesus. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. He wants us to develop a lifestyle of evangelism, of soul winning. In other words, everything you think, everything you eat, everything you think about, amen. You eat, drink, and sleep, amen. Everything that on a consistent basis, everything about God, hallelujah. And you're just excited about everything you do. You just want to evangelize. You know what David said? He said, "My cup runneth over." Amen. What that means is that there was so much joy and excitement in his heart. Amen. It just spilled all over the place. Hallelujah. He'd be walking in the mall. I don't know if they had malls back then, but if they did, amen, he'd be walking in the mall, and all of a sudden he'd just go, "Hallelujah." Amen. And he'd go down the street, and all of a sudden he'd just, "Whoa, glory be to God." Is there anybody whose cup is running over? Amen. You're just excited about everything God's doing in your life. He say, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And we find that Uzziah, amen, he was king over Israel, over Jerusalem for 52 years. And the Bible says that he built towers. Everybody say he built towers. And towers represent three things. They represent vision, provision, and protection. Amen. When you're in a tower, you can see a long ways. And towers also are storehouses. Hallelujah. And they give protection. Amen. We need to have some towers in our lives. Amen. We need to have a vision of what God wants to do in Birmingham. We need to have a vision of what God wants to do in the world today. Amen. We can get so bogged down with what we're doing and what we're involved in that we forget, amen, that there's a world out there that needs God. Amen. Hallelujah. Vision is the ability to see what God can do through you by his power. Oh, you're not hearing me. Amen. Vision is seeing what God can do through you by his power. You are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. You're not getting what I'm telling you. Amen. God can use you in ways you never even thought possible. Amen. You can be walking through the mall and your shadow can fall on somebody that's terminally ill and God can heal them right there in the middle of the mall. Oh, you're not believing me. Hallelujah. You can be walking, amen, on the job somewhere, just brush up against somebody and they can break out speaking in other tongues. Amen. I'm here to tell you, God can use you. We need to get a vision of what God wants to do through us by His power. Praise God. When you're in a tower, you can see a long ways. And that's why you need a good pastor that can say, hey, folks, you know, it's not just every day he's kind of thinking it up or making it up as he goes along. But you need a pastor that has a vision. We're going to be here in so many days. One thing I noticed, Brother Sutton, I came in here, amen, and first thing he did, amen, he put up this big old chart. He says, this is what we're going to build. And we're going to fill this, and then we're going to fill this other. And then we're going to do this. And I mean, there's a vision. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? There's a vision. Amen. And we need a vision. The Bible says, without a vision, the people shall perish. Amen. We need to get a vision of what God is going to do through our lives. Everybody says provision. Provision is the ability, it's to provide tools for the worker. Amen. That's why you need a man of God in your life, that he can preach some word into you and give you some tools. Amen. So that you can work and get on God's schedule and God's program and say, we want to have revival. Amen. We want to have a move of God, but I got to get some tools in me. I got to get some word in me that everywhere I go, I can talk about the word of God. Because I've heard it before. It's been pressed in my spirit. Amen. And everybody say protection. Amen. Vision, provision, and protection. Amen. Create protection. Amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run therein and are saved. Hallelujah. We can be saved, amen, from the enemy because we have a tower that we can go to. You say, praise the Lord. Now, there's four areas. Everybody say four areas. And I'm trying to preach in English and think in Spanish, and it's just not. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why I need my wife. She's my helpmate. Amen. Amen. Four. Everybody say four areas. It was the corner gate, the valley gate, the turning in the wall, and the desert. Amen. The corner gate represents our boundaries. Hallelujah. Boundaries in our life, restrictions place that we place on ourselves, our limits, our landmarks. We need to have some boundaries in our life where we say here and no further. Amen. Hallelujah. I can't cuss, not because I don't want. No, I don't want to do that because that's a boundary. I don't want to do drugs. I don't want to do alcohol because that's a boundary that protects me from the wiles of the enemy. Amen. That's why I believe in holiness. That's why I believe in standards, because there's boundaries and there are towers on those boundaries that give me protection. He say, praise the Lord. I always wondered why the New Jerusalem had walls. And I couldn't figure it out. And I think, man, Lord, walls. Why would you put walls around the New Jerusalem? Amen. Isn't it supposed to be open for everybody? And yeah, it is. Amen. Those walls represent boundaries. Hallelujah. Praise God. There are certain things that we don't do. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we don't want to get outside the boundaries of God. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. You can do anything that makes you feel good if you want to, but you're just going to be a easy target for the enemy. But when you say, I'm going to do what the word of God says, hallelujah, I'm going to do what the Bible says, God's going to protect you. He's going to be your roca, your What is it? Rock, amen, in the time of trouble, amen. He's going to be your anchor that holds you when the storms blow. He's going to be your protector. He's going to be the angel of the Lord. Camp around about him that fear him and protect him. Is there anybody here that said, I'm thankful for the truth, amen. I'm thankful for Jesus' name. I'm thankful for what God has brought in my life. Everybody say the valley gate. Amen. A valley represents the weak points. Amen. When we're in a valley, we're in the weak points. He attacks the weak on the periphery. Amen. Where you least expect it, on the sides. He tries to get into your life. And amen. Honey, you think everything's gone well, and all of a sudden your child starts acting wrong. Amen. You think everything's gone well, and you lose your job. Amen. But the Lord wants to build a tower in your weak points. Amen. That's why David said, lo, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen. He had made some towers when he was in his weak point. God deliver him. Amen. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, that white boy is having a hard time with that English. Amen. Can you say praise the Lord? We live in a depressed society. People get up depressed. They go to their work depressed. They come home depressed. Amen. They talk to their wives and their kids depressed. They go to bed depressed. They wake up again depressed. They're tired all the time. Amen. They have to have a vacation. Then they have to have a vacation from their vacation. Amen. They got to rest from this and rest from that. Why? Because everybody is in this slump, and everybody is just, amen, it's a weakness in society. But I'm so thankful, amen, every single time I get up and I say the name of Jesus, amen, there's a rest that comes into my spirit. Amen. There's a refreshing that fills my soul. Hallelujah. Why? Because God wants to build towers, amen, where we are weak. Praise God. Then the Bible says he built towers in the turnings of the wall, the turning points in life. Amen. The places of change, where changes occur. We live in a changing world. Hallelujah. Praise God. We live in something that is always changing. Hallelujah. You get a computer. I buy a computer, and 1 week later, it's obsolete. Amen. I buy the latest phone, and then my girls say, oh, Daddy, that's an old phone. Amen. And I think I'm really modern and going on, and there's all the time changes in life. Amen. Once I hit 30, I just couldn't preach as hard as I used to, and there's changes all the time. Amen. But whenever there's a change, you need to have your eyes focused on God and say, Lord, amen, you are the unchanging yesterday, today, and forever. You're the one who keeps me, amen. Methods change, doctrine doesn't change, amen. Methods may change, but the word of God is forever settled in heaven. We need to get it down deep in our soul. Praise God. In the last place, and I finally got to my sermon, turn to your neighbor and say, you finally got to his sermon. That was the introduction. Y'all thought I was preaching. That's just the introduction. Amen. He made towers in the desert. Hallelujah. The corner talks about the city, the valley, turnings in the wall. But the desert, there was nothing there. Hallelujah. This means that he had to make new territory. He had to open up new ground. He had to search new horizons. He had to conquer new lands. He had to widen his stakes. He had to widen his tents. Amen. He had to do all that. And let me tell you something. I think that's in the place that we're at. Hallelujah. As a movement, as a United Pentecostal Church, as a oneness organization. Hallelujah. We know how to preach Jesus' name. And we ain't budging, Bubba. Hallelujah. We know about holiness. We know about one God. We know about all that. And we ain't budging. But it's time to get new ground. Amen. It's time to break out and get new ground. We need to have revival. Can you say praise the Lord? It's not just enough to come to our churches and shout and dance and just have a good time. No, we need to get out there on the street, amen, and make new ground and say, this is God's country. This is God. I'm going to claim this for Jesus. It's kind of like what Reagan did to Gaddafi. Amen. Kind of like what Bush is trying to do today. Take the fight to the enemy. Don't wait till they come to us. You go take the fight to them. Amen. Praise God. Can you say praise the Lord? That's how Holyfield beat what's his name there? Tyson. Amen. He took the fight to him. Amen. It's time the church of the living God don't back up, but we need to take the fight to the devil. Say, I'm not just holding on to the fort. I'm going to go out there and get new ground. I'm going to get new horizons. I'm going to get something new for God. Don't just sit in your church and say, man, I'm thankful God gave me the truth. Amen. And hear about people being killed and doing all this kind of stuff. No, it's time we got out of this building and say, I'm going to go to those people that hate people, that don't want to do it, don't want to live right. I'm going to go talk to them about Jesus. I'm going to talk to them about what he did in my life and how he turned me around. Is there somebody in the building here today that says, I'm going to take the fight to the devil? Amen. Uzziah trained his men in ability with a slingshot, the sword and the bow. Amen. The slingshot is the name that is above every name. Amen. The sword is the word. Amen. The sword of the spirit. The bow is the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's time we took our weapons of our warfare and say, hey, amen. They're not just supposed to stay in the armory. We're supposed to go out there and use them. Amen. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. I got the blood of Jesus. I got the name that is above every name. I got the word of God. Amen. And as long as I'm marching forward, amen, I can do exploits through God. Amen. He's with me. Hispanic school, amen, a school full of Mexicans, and you're the only white guy there. You're getting fights every single day, amen, almost. And there was these big old guys, big bullies, and I was just a little guy, and I was starting to get scared of them. And I told my dad, and he said, well, man, don't back up. Just keep on going. So finally, there was these two big old guys, and they were waiting for me. And I just remembered what my dad said. He said, don't back up. You just stand right up to them. And so I did that. Man, and I stood there, and they were coming. And I stood there. Boy, I puffed up my, man, I was getting ready for them. Amen. Can you say praise the Lord? And all of a sudden, I saw that they looked at me, and they just kind of backed up. And I said, man, this is working. Just started going forward. Boy, I felt like, I don't know, Rocky Marciano right then. Amen. And I just start, and all of a sudden they start running, and I'm, man, this stuff works. And I was feeling real good about myself when all of a sudden I turned around and my dad was right behind me. Can you say praise the Lord? And I've always remembered that. It doesn't matter how big and bad the devil means. My daddy's always behind me. David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. If you take the fight to the devil, the Lord will be big behind you every step of the way. He's going to give you victory. He's going to give you what you need. He's going to give you miracles in your life. He said, praise. Turn to your neighbor and say, my daddy's behind me. I ain't going to stand around here waiting for the fight to come to me. My daddy's behind me. Amen. And greater is he that is in you than he that is there. Anybody in here that knows what I'm talking about. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. We need to have... Amen. There's four ways to convey those weapons and put them in action. Hallelujah. Number one, there is praise. Can you say praise? For God is the King of all earth. Sing ye praise with understanding. Hallelujah. There ought to be a praise in our heart every single time. One thing I've noticed, you know, everybody knows Mexican police, they're kind of corrupt. And they like bribes. And whenever they see a white face, they want to stop that car. And they make up stuff. I mean, they do. One time, my tire was too flat, and they wanted to give me a... And the first thing I've noticed every single time, the first thing that always works, I get out with a big old smile. And before they say anything to me, I say, hallelujah. Who are you? I say, I'm a preacher. Oh, okay. Just go right along. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm here to tell you, we got a weapon in praise. You're not here while I'm talking to you. That's why when we come to the house of God, you ought not wait till the music starts. You ought not wait till the praise singer said, come on, let's worship God. You ought to understand, amen, that praise puts your weapons into action. For God inhabits the praises of his people. And let God arise and let the enemy be scattered. I'm here to tell you, wherever you exalt Jesus, there's going to be victory. There's going to be deliverance. There's going to be miracles. Everybody say prayer. Amen. Focused prayer has power to pierce the enemy. Amen. When we focus our prayer and when we start praying about things in our lives, amen, that has the power to pierce the enemies. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? I gave a study not too long ago about Joshua. He prayed and the sun stood still. And I always preached, you know, that poor guy, he was so ignorant. Amen. He didn't know it wasn't the earth that moved. I mean, it wasn't the sun that moved, it was the earth. But see, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says the sun stood still. And we know today that the sun circulates around the eje, how do you say eje? The axle of our galaxy. Amen. And when the sun stands still, the whole galaxy stands still. Amen. What am I saying? I'm saying that God will stop the whole universe because of a prayer of one righteous man. Man, I've heard all kinds of crazy things. That comet went by and that slowed down the earth and all kinds. But that's not what the Bible says. Amen. If the Creator said the sun stood still, that means the whole universe came to a standstill at the prayer of one person. I'm here to tell you, God is so focused on your prayers that he's willing to stop the universe to give you a miracle. And you're afraid of your diseases and your little problems. I'm here to tell you, there is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. Everybody say preaching. And I'm about done. Amen. Preaching. Amen. Dios escogió. God chose that through the foolishness of preaching to save the lost. You need preaching in your life. Praise God. You don't need Sandy Patty. You need preaching in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. When I was in Bible school, rap music started coming out. It was new, and they had this Christian rap group called Preachers in Disguise or something like that. They were a crazy bunch. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't need a preacher in disguise. You need a man of God that stands behind the pulpit and preach to you the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number four, personal testimony. Amen. These four things put our weapons into action. Hallelujah. When you're talking to somebody and you're praising, you're praying, and you're preaching to them. Amen. And you're relating your personal testimony, the word of God. Amen. The nombre, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Will bring deliverance in their lives, will change their soul and change their attitude and change their minds. I'm here to tell you, God wants to change this nation. He wants to change this city. He wants to change this county. Praise God. Finally, turn to your neighbor and say, white boy's almost done. Praise God. After he had built towers, can you say praise the Lord? He didn't just build towers. The Bible says that he was a lover of husbandry. And I had to read that word in English about six times. I didn't know what that meant. Husbandry to me is like he was a husband. And Spanish, it says cultivator. Amen. I like that. It makes more sense to me. Just me. I know y'all are smarter and understand that. But so I had to go get a dictionary. My wife wasn't there to explain it to me. I had to go look it up in a minute. That's cultivating. That's planting seeds. And can you say praise the Lord? Amen. He not only went and brought new territory, he was going to cultivate it. He was a lover of husbandry. Amen. And we're living in a day and age where you don't just need to go and reach out new territory. You need to cultivate that territory. You don't need just to bring new people into this church. Hallelujah. You need to disciple them. You need to teach them how to live for God. You need to preach some word into them. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. A lot of times we have people come into here. They get baptized. They get filled with the Holy Ghost. And then we just leave them alone. Amen. But you need to cultivate that. You need to let the word of God grow in them. It's not just a preacher's job, it's your job. You're not hearing me. It's not just a preacher's job, it's your job. Amen. You need to go to their home and say, hey, we're here for you. We're praying for you. You got a need, we're going to pray. Amen. Many times we think it's the preacher's job just to go all the time and make sure all the saints are doing well. No, amen. You need to get on the phone and call people. I'm praying for you. The preacher's praying for you. The pastor's praying for you. The church is praying for you. We're glad that you're part of this church. Amen. We're glad that you just been born in the kingdom of God, and we're here for you. We're going to protect you. We're going to pray for you. Can you say praise the Lord? People today are looking for friend. They're looking for somebody that cares. We're living in such a no care society. People just don't care. They just get so involved in their lives. Amen. Hallelujah. But they're looking for people that care, that loves them, genuinely loves them. Hallelujah. They don't just say it. They show it with their actions. Hallelujah. We need a church that's going to build new towers in the desert, but it's going to turn those desert into harvest fields. Amen. And cultivate something new. Hallelujah. We can change our world if we know, amen, our God, and do what he wants us to do. Let's stand. I feel the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Just slip your hands up and start praising. Start talking to God. Praise God. This altar is open if you want to come up here and make a covenant with God and say, Lord, I'm going to be a soul winner. And once they get the Holy Ghost and once they get baptized, I'm not just going to abandon them. I'm going to be there for them. Pastor Sutton talked about it. He said, I was amazed at what they're doing with Pedro. I mean, you know, somebody was out there cutting his grass. People were cooking for him. We're calling him up, asking him if he needed anything. That's the kind of church God wants, amen. That's the kind of people God wants. That's the kind of church this world is looking for. Praise God, hallelujah. And we just need to make a covenant and say, God, I want to get new territory and develop it for you. Come on, church, let's just talk to God for a minute.
When you get here, I want you to join with somebody and I want you to begin to pray for them that they will be effective in the cultivating field of God. Come on, find yourself somebody. If you're with your family, join together and just say, God, we're going to be your cultivated field. God, we're going to build towers in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Lay your hand on that.